Hello and welcome to Worship in the Workplace. I'm Bernice Cooper. Thank you for joining. Shh! It's 4:20 in the morning and you're wide awake. What is your choice going to be now? Will you stare at the ceiling for the next hour or two until your alarm clock goes off? Will you walk down to the refrigerator and check and see if you can find some comfort food and that's something that will fill you up so that you will be able to drift off to sleep? Will you pick up the remote and look for an infomercial or a rerun of some boring television show or movie that will bore you back to sleep? Or, like many others, you may pick up your phone or your device and you may check on social media to see who else is wide awake and can't go back to sleep. You've been asking for peace and quiet in your house, but you didn't intend for it to be early in the morning. I know for the past 10 months or so, it's been necessary for all of us to spend more time than usual in our homes with our loved ones. But when was the very last time that you recall taking a couple of minutes or more just to sit in absolute silence? When was the last time that you sat in quiet and you took the time to speak to God from deep within your heart, or you had the time to listen and hear God's voice? Now, the next time that you find yourself wide awake, either before or even after everyone else in your household, don't let that unsettle or frustrate you. That is a gift. Savor those few moments of quiet. Enjoy that peace. Listen to the sounds in your household and take comfort in the fact that you're in an environment of love. Enjoy that time before the responsibilities and the demands of the day begin to take your attention away from your peace and your quiet. Now, we all have faced some stress-filled days lately, but during the still of every morning or very, very late at night when sleep eludes you, take those moments. And instead of being frustrated by your lack of ability to drift off to sleep, consider this as your time of peace and your time of quiet, where you may, just for a few moments, connect with God and allow God to connect with you. According to the Christian Standard Bible, Isaiah 26:3 states, "You will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace, for it is trusting in you." So the very next time when you find yourself unable to drift off to sleep, use that as your personal time with God. Enjoy the peace and quiet whenever you can find it in the day, even if it's in the middle of the night. Now, please join me in a short prayer before you return to your very important work. Precious Lord, thank you for the noise and the activity of my life. And thank you for the quiet moments as well. Thank you for providing me with an opportunity to work and share my gifts and talents with the world. And also, Lord, I want to thank you for those precious quiet moments when I have time to reflect, pray, and just listen for your voice. Please bless all of my moments daily. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.